Let's return next to the third anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Earlier we heard from Kyiv. Joining us now is the Russia editor for BBC News, Steve Rosenberg. Steve, thanks for talking to us today. 3 years on, how does the war affect the everyday lives of Russians?
It's a really interesting question because Russia's a huge country and there are places like Moscow which haven't been so affected by the war. You go onto the streets and the traffic is moving, you go into the supermarkets and there's plenty on the shelves. But if your husband or brother or son has gone off to fight, then of course you've been affected. And a lot of people have been killed. You know, obviously, the consequences of the war have been most devastating for Ukraine. But there have been serious consequences for Russia, too, in terms of a high number of battlefield casualties, in terms of drone attacks on several Russian towns and cities, what never used to happen. And, of course, in terms of pressure on the economy, even though there's a lot in the shops, Russians are starting to feel the effects of sanctions. So interest rates are now very high, 21%. Prices are very high. Inflation is a problem. The Russians haven't got that under control yet. So, for example, last year, potatoes went up 90%, the price of potatoes. And one Russian newspaper today reported that from the 1st of March, bread prices will probably rise by 10 to 12%. So there is a fatigue, a general fatigue with the war, because even if, you know, you kind of pretend it's not happening, you put your head in the sand and kind of keep your head down and pretend, you know, or just wait until it's over, things are starting to affect people. And so a lot of people say to us, we want the war to be over. We want to go back to what life was like maybe 3 years ago. That's unrealistic, I think. So much has changed in 3 years. Some people say to us, we want the war to be over on Russia's terms with a Russian victory.
Moscow and President Putin, they've been boosted by Donald Trump's desire to reopen relations and to do a deal on the war. How do you assess the current situation?
Yeah, boosted is putting it lightly. I mean, you know, Russian officials are clearly very confident right now, and they're confident for two reasons. First of all, they believe they have the initiative on the battlefield and that Russian forces have been gaining territory, occupying territory in eastern Ukraine. And the second reason is the Russians can hear what Donald Trump is saying and what other officials in the Trump administration are saying. And it's music to their ears. Donald Trump's criticism of President Zelensky, US officials saying it's unrealistic to think that Ukraine could join NATO. It's unrealistic to think that Ukraine's going to get back a lot of its territory. It's unrealistic to think that America's going to put boots on the ground in Ukraine as part of some kind of peacekeeping force. All of this, as I say, goes down very well in Moscow. And that's why I think the Russians believe, especially since talks have now begun between Russia and the United States. They began last week in Saudi Arabia. They're going to continue this week. That's all giving the Russians a lot of confidence that they will get a deal with America that's going to help to end the war to Russia's benefit.
Steve Rosenberg of the BBC, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.